Two Sundays ago, I was heading up Sunday afternoon to Watford City to hang out with my buddy, Father Brian Gross. And he called Saturday and said, "Hey, you want to come up, hang out Monday?" I said, "I just got back from Corpus Christi. I was away for a whole week." I said, "Let me sleep on it." So Sunday, I texted him. I said, "All right, I'm coming up." So I was driving on the road from Belfield to Watford City. And I was going along it and came across a head-on accident. And I came across at the same time as two other vehicles. And so there was one guy who was getting out of his truck, and somebody went to check on him, and then the others of us went down to the car, and there was a 20-year-old girl who had died. And so we arrived on the scene. It was myself, a retired police officer, and a nurse. And it's a horrific scene, you know. And it's absolutely heart-wrenching. But stayed there right in the moment afterward. It could have been a minute or two just right after it happened. And surrounded her with prayer. And in the midst of the chaos of it all, there was a real tangible peace. Jesus was there. Jesus was there. Later that night, we went soon after the family had found out, myself and Father Brian, to the family's home. And this is a girl who truly believed Jesus. She had faith. She believed in him. She strived to live with him. She knew Jesus. And he was there. So last weekend, it was the funeral, and so I was up for that. And Father Jordan Dosh was supposed to cover there, and so I just covered the masses there. He came so he could be with you guys, which I'm very grateful for. But Jesus Christ was there. Everyone, he's real. He's real. He says today, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life." If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe in him who says, "I am the bread of life," and you live your life with him, and you know Jesus, you will not die. You will live forever. I will raise him up on the last day. These are the promises that Jesus gives, and they're real. To know Jesus Christ is to know eternal life. This is John 6. Remember, 2 weeks ago we started into it. There were thousands of people who were coming to be with Jesus, feeding the 5,000. That's just the men. You had the women, kids. You're looking at a crowd of like 20,000 people. This is a basketball stadium, packed full, wanting to be near him because he fed the thousands. He had been healing. And throughout John 6, there's something that turns, because by the end of it, in 2 weeks, there's just a handful left. Today it starts to turn. What causes the turn in their hearts? Why would someone leave someone who makes a promise like this? If you believe in me, and you live in me, and you receive the bread of life, which I am, you'll have eternal life. Yet they start murmuring. They're like, "This is Jesus?" Why would they turn from him? And then you're going to hear it in the coming weeks. He's going to reemphasize this. I am the bread of life. To believe in me is to have eternal life. Receive me. in faith and in sacrament. He's saying there's only one thing. What upsets people is this. There is only one thing that gives eternal life. There's only one thing in this world that saves a person. And that's Jesus. Nothing else can save a person. A person is not saved outside of Jesus Christ. That hunger for eternal life can only be fed by Jesus Christ. This is what causes people to turn from him, because you hear this and you're like, well, won't you? In 2000, the church came out with a document, Dominus Jesus, which just reiterated, said again, something that's been taught from the very beginning. That salvation, eternal life, comes only through one thing in this world. Only one thing. And it's only through Jesus. If there are those who are saved, who seek him with a sincere heart and don't even know him, they're still saved through Jesus Christ. But he is the one who gives eternal life. He's the one who gives peace in the midst of the horrors of this life. This life is hellishly hard if we look at it. There's many joys. It's an ocean of joys and sorrows. But it's only Jesus who gives us eternal life and gives us the strength we need in this life to live with that life alive within us even now. I'm also entering into what's, for me, in the next 7 weeks, wedding season. I have 6 weddings in the next 7 weekends. I had my first one this afternoon in Cathedral in Bismarck, and then I came back here. It was a beautiful, little small wedding, which is really beautiful. And sitting next to the bride was her grandmother. Her grandmother was her matron of honor. And her grandmother is getting ready to celebrate. Sitting next to her was her husband, 60 years of marriage, coming up November, which is just beautiful. And you know, you're speaking to a couple, and you guys know who have had your own kids who are getting married, and you try and share with them some wisdom, and there's something that you can try and share your best, but you just hope they're able to receive. And some stuff you just have to learn and hope that you've given them what you can to be able to receive that and to receive from God what they need. But there's no way you can tell a couple, and there's no way they can see what's going to lie ahead in those years for them. They have no way of knowing the immense joys that are going to come into their life. The joy of having their first child and holding that first child, you can't describe that to someone. But no one can tell a couple either who's on their wedding day the immense sorrows that they're going to know as a couple and in their marriage as well. And I asked the couple married, I said, 60 years of marriage, could you have ever imagined the joys and sorrows you'd go through? And the husband's like, nope. He looks at his wife and smiles. But the bread of life which we need, the strength that you need, and this is the thing. A couple who's getting married, they're called to lay down their life every day for the one they love. You're called to die for the one you love in mostly hidden ways, small ways. You can't do that on your own strength. You can't do it. You can't do it on your own strength. But when you receive strength from the one who loves you in that way, when you receive strength from Jesus on the cross, which is a place of love, that's a place of love. When you receive that strength, you can. You can. And in doing that, this beautiful thing happens. you come to really know Jesus more. When you do that in your life, when you're laying down your life in that beautiful way, day after day, in hidden ways, you come to know him and to understand him more. And you know Jesus Christ. He's real, everyone. And it's only through him that we receive life now and the strength we need and eternal life. I asked you 2 weeks ago, those who were here, to think of a person or a family you know who doesn't receive this gift, who's Catholic, but 70% of Catholics stay away. They do. And I want you to think of them, not in a judgmental way, like, oh, but think of them in a way of your heart moving out in love, desiring someone to know Jesus in the way that you've known him, and just to pray for them over this month, and then ask for the courage to be able just to invite them to come to Mass with you. And so I want, as a closing thing here, to pray with you. And so I want you just to call to mind, you can close your eyes or whatever you like to do, call to mind who that person or that family is that you want to pray for. Tell Jesus who they are. Jesus, I ask that you send your strength down upon everyone who is here. Increase their own faith in you. As they receive you today, strengthen them with the bread of life. And give them, Lord, courage to bring the immense gift of knowing you to others in their life. Give them the courage to bring the gift of knowing you to those whom they love, who don't know you in this way, who don't receive you in this way. Fill them with your joy and the gift of your eternal life. We ask this all in Jesus' most holy and mighty name. Amen.